They're not coming in. They're her back there somewhere. No, you would never say that's her boy. You'd say that's her boyfriend.
That's her house boy.
Well, it sounds the same way if you say that's his girl, but I've heard plenty of times say, don't ask her that. She's John's girl.
If she stopped letting him come over to see her, you'd say she...
She quit dating him, or she turned him off, or she cooled him down.
What if he asked her to marry him? You say she...
She turned him down, or she accepted.
And they were engaged, and all of a sudden she...
Broke the engagement?
Any other terms for breaking the engagement?
Well, it would depend on the circumstances. If we thought that a girl had engaged herself to a boy and then, for no particular good reason, had turned him down or broken the engagement, we might say she dumped on him. And I've heard that said plenty of times. Although it isn't exclusively for that. It can also mean just doing bad to someone.
What if he does it to her? Would you say dumped on her?
Yes. Oh, yes. Yeah, that's a neutral term. And if he broke an engagement... Well, they used to have breach of promise suits, but they don't have those anymore. A breach of promise?
That?
Oh, that was if a man asked a girl to marry him, and then he ran out on her. Then she could sue him for breach of promise if she had witnesses to prove that he had asked her to marry him. And she could collect, and frequently did.
How long ago was that?
I doubt if there have been very many of those since the 20s. I would say that would be farther back than the 20s.
If they didn't break the engagement, they went ahead and got...
Got married.
Any joking ways of saying married?
Got hitched. Let's see. Oh, there are bound to be a lot of others of those, too, that
Did
I just don't use.
Jump the broomstick?
No. Never heard that one. Got hitched is probably the most common, and that sounds a little bit country.
At a wedding, the boy that stands up with the groom is
the best man.
And the woman that's with the...
The maid of honor or the matron of honor if she's married.
And what else?
Bridesmaids.
And
they're groomsmen and ushers. Groomsmen may escort people into the church, and then they stand up at the front and escort the bridesmaids out. Ushers just usher people into their seats and then stand at the back during the ceremony.
What do you have? A long time ago, people would get married. Other people would come around their house at night and...
Oh, they used to have chivalries, but I have never, ever heard of a chivalry since, say, the early 1900s. Now, they may still have them, but they sure haven't had them around here.
Did you just hear your grandmother talk about them, or...?
Yes, well, I've heard of other people talk about chivalries, and I think they had them later than that out in the country. I think they may still even have them out in West Texas.
Was it just done in fun? Or?
Yeah, it was just kind of a jovial occasion, and everybody would come around, bang the pots and pans outside the bedroom window, and make lots of noise, yell and scream.
How would you use the words up, down, and over, talking about location? Like you'd say, last week I saw him, Beaumont?
Over in Beaumont.
Why would you say over?
Because over is more east and west, and up is north and down is south.
Give me an example of how you...
Well, I'd say my grandmother lived down in Alvin. And I would say I went up to Dallas.
What about Galveston?
You'd say down to Galveston, although Galveston is more east, it's still south. It's southeast of here, and you'd say, we went down to Galveston. You'd say, I went down to the valley. I went over to New Orleans, went up to New York, went out to California, went out to Colorado.
What about, are you talking about the east?
Went up east, I might say. I would definitely
say... Never go out east?
Never go out east. Out is west only.
What about, you say he doesn't live here, he lives